AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Taliban is warning any attempt by U.S. troops to delay their withdrawal in Afghanistan past August 31st to give people more time to get out would provoke a reaction. This is Army General Stephen Lyons.
We have our own processes and defensive measures and techniques, tactics and procedures to protect our crews and to protect our aircraft going in and out.
John Kirby at the Pentagon says the focus is to wrap up August 31st.
If there needs to be a discussion about extending that timeline, then we absolutely will have that discussion at the appropriate time with the commander-in-chief.
The evacuation effort continues at the Kabul airport. President Biden says he hopes final FDA approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine will encourage more unvaccinated Americans to get vaccinated.
Together, we've made significant progress in just 7 months. We just have to finish the job with science, facts, and confidence.
A judge is considering a lawsuit that challenges Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's order reserving the mask decision for parents.
It's actually harder to hear people when they're covered in the mask. So the idea that this doesn't affect learning is total nonsense.
At least 7 school districts representing more than 1 million Florida students are defying the governor's no mask order. Enrico Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys extremist group, was sentenced to more than 5 months in jail for burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington, D.C., and bringing 2 high-capacity firearm magazines to the city shortly before the January Capitol riot. Jeopardy! Is back to guest hosts after the resignation of Mike Richards as host. Mayim Bialik will return for the first 3 weeks. Richards stepped aside after a report of past demeaning comments he made about women, homeless people, and others. This is AP News. Britain wants a longer period for evacuations in Kabul.
Britain's urging the US to extend its evacuation effort in Kabul beyond the current August 31 deadline, saying without the Americans, other countries will have no choice but to stop their own operations. Prime Minister Boris Johnson intends to press President Joe Biden at an emergency group of 7 leaders meeting on Tuesday, convened by Britain. Biden's not ruled out extending the airlift beyond the deadline, he said, before the Taliban's swift takeover in Afghanistan, but he said he hoped it would not be necessary. Charles Tulledesma, London.
Connie Hamsey, a rock and roll groupie from Arkansas who was immortalized as Sweet Sweet Connie in the 1973 Grand Funk Railroad hit Where an American Band, has died. She was 66. Hamsey worked for a time as a substitute teacher and hung out with groups that included Queen, the Eagles, and Kiss. Ed Donahue, AP News.